ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वशिमानसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we're doing chapter number 5 today?
Yes.
Okay, we'll chant few verses and then we can begin the discussion. Arjuna Uvacha.
Arjuna
Uvacha.
Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna.
Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna.
Punar Yogam Cha Samshasi.
Punar Yogam Cha Samshasi.
Yashreya Eta Yorekam.
Yashreya
Eta Yorekam.
Tanme Bruhi Sunischitam.
Tanme
Bruhi Sunischitam.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. तयोस्तु कर्म संन्यासात् कर्म योगो विशिष्यते ज्ञेयः स नित्यसन्न्यासी यो न द्वेष्टि न काङ्क्षति निर्द्वन्द्वो हि महाबाहो सुखं बन्धात् प्रमुच्यते साङ्ख्ययोगं पृथग् बालः प्रवदन्ति न पण्डितः एकमपि आस्थितः सम्यक् उभयोर्विन्दते फलम् यत्साङ्ख्यैः प्राप्यते स्थानम् तद्योगैरपि गम्यते एकं साङ्ख्यं च योगं च यः पश्यति स पश्यति हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा
कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे
कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम
हरे राम हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे हरे
Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all you ask me to renounce work and then again you recommend work with devotion. Now will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial? The personality of Godhead said, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation, but of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. So, very important point Krishna is making. If you see, chapter number 3 is also known as Karma Yoga. And this is also known as Karma Yoga, but with the addition of action in Krishna consciousness. So, what is Krishna explaining here? The same point, because Gita has been spoken for the people of Kali Yuga, people like us. from the very beginning, Krishna talks about this aspect. Okay, Rupali ji is here, so I'll just let her in. So in the second chapter, if you remember, Krishna talked about controlling senses, fixing the intelligence on the Supreme. And the third chapter begins with Arjuna asking Krishna, on one side you are asking me to control my senses, fix my consciousness on the Supreme. On the other side you are also asking me to work. So he is finding this incompatible. That there also Krishna explained, no, you don't have to give up work at the same time to take time out to fix your consciousness on me. You have to do both simultaneously. Because you cannot give up work, because one is forced to work according to his nature. We all have our nature, and artificially, superficially, we cannot try to suppress that. Rather, we have to use our nature in the service of God, use that nature to connect with God. That is the path of the Bhagavad Gita, not giving up anything, but utilizing whatever we have, our propensities. So similar kind of a thing, in the fourth chapter, Krishna talked about working without being attached to the results. And why? Because he explained the process of sacrifice. To achieve something higher, one has to sacrifice something. And then he says, all the sacrifices culminate in knowledge. So the result of working according to your nature is, you gain knowledge. And knowledge means no action. But then towards the end of the fourth chapter, Krishna says, now armed with this knowledge, you fight. So Arjuna is again confused. He says, because the result of all work was, all kinds of yajna, sacrifice was, culmination in knowledge. And then when there is knowledge, you expect, abhi ho gaya, abhi nothing else. Then Krishna says, now you work. So what he is saying is, we all have to work in this world, but there is something called work in knowledge, and there is something called work in ignorance. What is work in ignorance? When we are just working in this world, and we are not really clear about why we are doing it, for whom we are doing it. And even if we know, our understanding is limited, and which is based on whatever little intelligence and sense perception that we have. These scriptures are our guidebooks, and therefore they must guide our every thought, word and action. They are the law books. What happens when somebody does not follow the laws mentioned in a law book? The government will catch you. So similarly, when we do not follow the laws of God given in the scriptures, then there is a reaction. And the reaction manifests in the form of distress, anxiety, problems, impediments, pain, suffering, misery. So as long as we cooperate with the laws of the government, we are happy. So one has to work in knowledge. It's not just simply working. That's why it is said that technology can give us a lot of speed, but spirituality gives the direction. Yes, you have a lot of ability, but how to use that ability properly, that is taught by our scripture, that is taught by genuine spiritual process. We might have a lot of speed, and spirituality will give the direction. Because as humans, we always have this choice. We can always make choices. So what does a discussion like this do to us? Hindi mein kehte hain ke karmo se aapko buddhi milti hai, lekin satsang se vivek milta hai. Understood the difference? Karmo se buddhi, intelligence to mil jati hai. Lekin ye satsang se, what we are doing every week, isse vivek milta hai. What does it mean? Kya matlab ho sakta hai iska?
Does vivek mean glory?
No.
Enlightenment?
Not really. You're quite close.
Humility?
No.
Character?
No. So it means karmo se hame buddhi to mil jati hai pichle janmo se. Lekin usko kaise apply karna hai? that's still a whole science, right? Like you can give your child 100 rupees. अगर उसको छोड़ दिया वो कैसे खर्चा करेगा पता नहीं है उसको. Then the parent gives the guidance direction. So we get intelligence because of our past karma, but how to apply according to time, place, or circumstances, that direction, that ability to discriminate between right and wrong, comes from scriptural hearing. It's called satsang, where the Lord is the center. He is the center of discussion. So that's why it's important. Sometimes we are going through some problem, we will not see direct connection. How this Gita class, where Prabhuji is only talking about Krishna and what he is talking, is going to solve my problem. There is a direct connection because that buddhi comes, that vivek comes, the clarity comes by the grace of the Lord. Because we have to remember always that not everything is dependent on our results. The success is not dependent simply on our results. I mean, on our efforts. 50% is our effort and 50% is the grace of the Lord. And when we have these two factors in our favor, that's when we achieve success in each of our endeavors. So, this is important to understand. Effort and the grace. So just to attract that grace, we are doing this. Because if everything was dependent on us only, then we should have been successful in everything that we did till now. But we failed, we faced major setbacks, disappointments also in our life. We can't control our own body, our mind, we can't control circumstances. Somebody else is in control, so just to attract his grace, we do all these things. So Krishna starts answering. Arjuna's question is that, on one side you tell me to renounce work and then you say work in devotion, so which of the two is better? So Krishna says, both are good for liberation, but work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. Now tell me, if you are a doctor, why do you tell a patient to stop eating or stop eating altogether or stop eating certain things? What is the ultimate goal? Why do you have to tell him? What is the reason? And then the goal. Two things, two questions. Sonali ji, boliye, you are the doctor. What? Why? If a patient comes to you, and so you as a doctor tell him that stop eating altogether, or stop eating these things. So what is the reason and what is the goal?
Since we would tell him not to eat unhealthy things or watch his diet.
Why?
For a healthier life.
Because he's sick. Because he's sick.
Yes,
and the goal is to bring him back to normal health,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Which is his natural,
yes,
life. That's how,
yes,
we understand the difference between renounce. Why do scriptures recommend detachment or sense control or renunciation of work? Why do they say? Because we are in bad health spiritually. We are engaged in eating wrong things. So the doctor has to come and tell, this is not good for you, so stop it. But is that the goal? So stopping a person from eating everything or eating certain, is that the goal? And the goal is to bring him back to normal health so that he can eat healthy, which is his natural life. Similarly, when the scriptures recommend that be detached from this, don't do this, renounce this work, it is for those people who are spiritually ill. But that's not the goal, simply detaching. Because we are humans, we have emotions, we have to live with attachments. So if we are getting detached from somewhere, we have to be attached somewhere else. So why these scriptures recommend? Because we are engaged in wrong type of work. So it's a renunciation of work. But that's not the goal. Goal is ultimately to go where we belong. The Gita explains we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, we are all parts and parcels of God, and therefore we are duty bound to serve Him. Just like my hand is a part and parcel of my body, so it is the duty of my hand to serve me, to serve my body, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like once some, all the bodily parts, they went on a strike. And their discussion was, they said, we are working hard, the legs are talking, the teeth are talking, the tongue is talking, the feet are talking. They said, we work so hard, all the bodily parts are discussing. And this belly does nothing. He gets all the food from us because of our hard work. And the belly is just lying in one place doing nothing and enjoys everything. What is this? So Kal says, strike. We will not give him any food. The teeth said, we will not chew the food. And the hand said, we will not move. The tongues, the legs said, we will not move. And then they stopped putting the food in the mouth. And after some days, all the bodily parts, they started becoming weak because there was no nourishment. It's then when they realize that, oh, actually, even though the belly seems to be doing nothing, but our good fortune will be when we cooperate and we come together to feed him, to nourish him, because from there, the nourishment to all of us will come. But similarly, we are all parts and parcels of God, and we are supposed to be engaged in his devotional service. So detachment or renunciation of work is for those people who are wrongly engaged without having this connection. But those who are actually already connected with God, they don't need to renounce their work. In fact, they have to use that work to glorify the Lord further, to serve him. Understood this point? Why there is detachment? So we don't have to give up. It's for those who are disconnected fully. Unko bola jata hai, chhod de, unhealthy hai to. But when he is back to health, the goal is to eat natural. What is natural to him? That will keep him good health. So our natural position is that we are spiritual. Spiritual life is our natural life. So if we are already connected genuinely, then we don't need to give up. That means what we are doing is healthy.
Prabhuji, can I ask you a question?
Ji.
So, Prabhuji, you know, you did the allegory of a doctor in good health.
Mm.
So, Sonu said that, you know, when you eat something which is unhealthy, then you know, it's to maintain the good health of people.
Right.
You're talking about the good spiritual health of people.
Mm.
What I wanted to ask you is, yes, we are doing satsangs and it is lovely, right? How does one know if you are not doing satsang or if you are... How does one know that one is feeling connected with God? Is there a, is it for somebody else, is it just reading or is it just doing your daily prayer at night? There are so many people who pray every night.
Hmm.
Are they necessarily connected to God?
See, there is one principle. one foundational principle is there.
Hmm.
Is that spiritual life, like in any field, when you want to be a footballer or a cricket player or an actor or whatever, you have, or you go to school, we need to learn under a bona fide teacher, right?
Correct.
So spiritual life is not spiritual life actually if it is not practiced under the direction of a bona fide representative of God. It's very simple. Because the Lord delivers his mercy through his devotees. That's very clear. So now you, what about those people who are genuinely, sincerely praying? Will the Lord not shower his mercy upon them? He will, by giving them the right intelligence to approach such people, or by sending one of his representatives into their life. So that has to ultimately happen. So if somebody is really sincere, and he or she may be praying sincerely, genuinely. That's why it is said, ek Vrindavan mein, ek scripture mein likha hua hai, ke when you really become dear to the Lord, how do you know that we are actually dear to the Lord? He has started showering his mercy upon us. So it is mentioned that jab Bhagwan kisi ke udhar ka man bana lete hain, to usko wo satsang mein le aate hain. Understood? So when the Lord is really merciful towards someone and he sees this person is really sincere, So he brings that person into the association of his devotees, into satsang. That is the ultimate. Because that's where he stays. That's his family. He is explained in the Bhagavatam, Naham tishthami vaikunthe yogi naam yeshuva tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhaktaha. Okay, I do not reside in the hearts of the yogis. I do not reside in the temples. I do not even reside in Vaikuntha. It's not that he doesn't reside in these places, but just to emphasize, I reside where my devotees come together and discuss my glories, my name, my fame, my qualities, my pastimes, my message. So those people who are praying, if they are very sincere, they will also end up in a satsang gradually, eventually. But that's the greatest proof of the Lord's mercy upon a person, that he, when he brings a person into an association. Yes, Rupali ji.
Just to add to what Priya has just said, What about people who are not Hindus then? Is nobody connected to God in?
No, so what to speak of Muslims or Christians, even within the Vedic tradition, not everybody is aware of the goal, right? Because there are different scriptures. If the Muslims chant the names of Allah, they will also advance. If the Christians chant the names of Jehovah, they will also advance. But the thing is, what to speak of these religions, even in the Vedic tradition, if you read Upanishads, Puranas, Vedas, there is not clear-cut understanding of God, because there are different levels of individuals in the world, and according to their understanding, different messengers of God come into this world and they keep giving their message, taking into consideration their ability to digest the message. So even in the Vedic tradition it has happened, Shankaracharya ji came, he gave something. Lord Buddha came, he gave little. Shankaracharya ji gave little. And then their theories had to be defeated. Madhvacharya ji came, Ramanujacharya came. So it's a process how the Lord does it. It's a big plan, and the messengers keep coming and playing their part in that big plan. So when you talk about Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, Christians, now Hindu is a word which is found nowhere in the scriptures. Do you know that? Nowhere. It is just the Arabic invaders, when they came to India, they could not pronounce the word Sindhu. So, ye naam ho gaya Hindu. So, unse nikalta hi nahi to Hindu ho gaya. So, and if you go back, these are external designations. Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Christian. Kal ko jaake jo Muslim hai, Hindu ban jayega. Hindu hai, wo kal ko, he will be born as a Muslim. So, these designations keep changing. God does not change. The understanding may be at different levels. Islam talks about chanting 99 names of Allah. Jesus Christ said, "Hallowed be thy name." Hinduism mein Vishnu Sahasranam hai, and then the Mahamantra hai for this Yuga. Sikhism, aap dekhiye, how old is it? 600 years old. How old is Christianity and Islam? 1300 and 2000. So what about before that? So illogically, if you try to understand, the Vedic culture was spread everywhere. That's why even today you will find the biggest Vishnu temple, where is it? You know, Angkor Wat, Cambodia. Biggest Vishnu temple in the world. There have been deities of Ganpati, Lord Vishnu, found in Russia, China, shivlings in African jungles. So the culture and these faiths entered into this, you could say, our society at a certain point. But ultimately there is one God, one teaching. So when we go beyond that, when people go beyond that narrow mindedness, then they'll understand. The people are at different levels. Just like even in Hinduism, if people chant the names of devatas, demigods, they will also gradually make advancement, and they'll come to the right understanding then. Oh Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Vasudeva is everything. Muslims chant from their level names of Allah sincerely, not fanatically, they will also make advancement. Christians also will make advancement. The thing is, sab jaga there is an adulteration. And even in the Vedic tradition, there is adulteration. So much confusion has been created because unqualified people have laid their hands on scriptures. And they are also writing without having the necessary qualification. So everybody will advance. Don't go by Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Christian, Isai, Jain. These are all external designations. जितना इसमें हम फंस जाएंगे उतना गड़बड़ होगा. Ultimately, wherever we are from there, we try to have a sincere desire, and the Lord from our level will guide us. So He will not see, अरे ये तो ये है. If we have a sincere desire, we simply have to, my dear Lord, I don't know who you are, I don't have complete understanding about you, but I want to know about you. That is also enough. And then you see how the doors will open. Understanding भी आएगा, realization भी आएगा. Realization जब आएगा तो faith बढ़ेगा. Theoretical knowledge is one thing, but when we start applying that knowledge, realization will also come. So these are all external designations. आप खुद ही देखिए, एक समय पे इंडिया पाकिस्तान एक कंट्री था, बांग्लादेश, ईस्ट बंगाल था एक, फिर अपना बंगाल, ये सब एक ही था. तो उसी तरह देर वॉज अ टाइम वेयर द होल वर्ल्ड वॉज रूल्ड बाय वन किंग. अभी धीरे धीरे वो कम हो गया विद द पैसेज ऑफ टाइम. इथियोपिया, वंस वन सन्यासी फ्रॉम द साउथ, ही गिफ्टेड अ रामायण, कॉपी ऑफ रामायण टू द प्रेजिडेंट ऑफ इथियोपिया, एंड ही हैड अ बिग स्माइल ऑन हिज फेस. सेड व्हाई, ही सेड दिस इज आवर स्क्रिप्चर. ही सेड सेड हाउ कम, सेड वी आर कुशाइट्स, वी आर डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ कुश. लॉर्ड राम व्हेन ही वेंट बैक टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, ही डिवाइडेड द अर्थ इनटू टू पार्ट्स. सो हाफ वाज गिवन टू लव, हाफ टू कुश. सो दे सेड दिस इज आवर स्क्रिप्चर. थाईलैंड में आप चले जाइए, बैंकॉक में क्या देखने को मिलता है आपको? समुद्र मंथन का पूरा वो डायरोमा है उधर, गरुड़ा एयरलाइंस. देर हैव बीन एटलीस्ट 9 किंग्स, राम 1, राम 2, राम 3 इन थाईलैंड. टिल आई थिंक 1880s, द कैपिटल ऑफ थाईलैंड वॉज नोन एज अयोध्या. इट वॉज फ्रॉम अयोध्या. बैंकॉक तो अभी नाम हुआ है कुछ सालों में उसका. देर आर मैनी होल्ड इन थाई किक बॉक्सिंग, दे आर लाइक हनुमान होल्ड, हनुमान होल्ड. सो दिस कल्चर हैज इंफ्लुएंस्ड अ लॉट ऑफ प्लेसेज. अब जर्मनी देखिए, जर्मन भाषा, देर सो मच सिमिलैरिटी बिटवीन जर्मन एंड संस्कृत, एंड दे ऑल्सो रिकग्नाइज दिस. सो इट इज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ हु इज सुपीरियर, हु इज इंफीरियर. दैट्स नॉट द क्वेश्चन. द क्वेश्चन इज whoever we are, wherever we are, if we are connected to certain faith, a Muslim or a Sikh or a Christian or say, from there if we try to gradually raise our standard up, ultimately the understanding will come. If you read Guru Granth Sahib, the Sikhs, they worship Guru Granth Sahib, right? Now, if you open that Guru Granth Sahib, I used to do classes in Bandra, so one girl used to come, she would sit right in front. And after many days, she revealed that I keep coming because I see she has a big asana for Guru Granth Sahib, and she reads also. She said, I found that whatever is mentioned in Bhagavad and whatever is mentioned in Guru Granth Sahib is the same. And if you open Guru Granth Sahib, you will find Krishna's name mentioned on almost each page. There was a video. Sometime back, I don't know whether I still have it, where one of the Sikh preachers is openly telling that those people who doubt that Krishna is our Parameshwar, Krishna is our God, let me read out to them from Guru Granth Sahib. And then he started reciting Krishna's names from that. So even Guru Nanak Dev Ji, he preached the chanting of the Lord's name by his example. So there is a lot of similarity. Hum log bolte difference hai sab mein. We don't see a difference. We see the similarities. Jesus Christ, when he was preaching to a class of people who were sinful, they were fishermen, he had to give them basic knowledge because if people are sinful, they cannot understand the higher knowledge. So he has to give them whatever they can understand. Like LKG student won't be able to understand algebra or trigonometry. So, and Jesus actually told his followers, I have a lot to tell you, but you can't take it now. So Jesus Christ told them, give them basic instructions, thou shall not kill, Hallowed be thy name, O God, give us our daily bread. They were only concerned about their bread, so he had to guide them accordingly. Okay, even if you want bread, go to God. So he had to devise ways and means. Talk about Prophet Muhammad. Now, he also told the same thing. He said, I have a lot to tell you, but you can't take it now, because the kind of people he was preaching to, they were very violent. So he had to give them basic instructions. Hadith, Quran. So 99% of the people, I don't think people have read their scriptures well, whether it's Hinduism, Christianity, Islam or Sikhism. Agar padhenge, to humko similarities dikhne lagenge, differences nahi. Differences jo dikhte hain, that is not actually a difference. It is simply like LKG student hai koi, usko 1 plus 1 is being given. Somebody is in 7th standard, 1 minus 6 is being taught. Somebody is in a higher, who is matured, trigonometry, algebra, that is being taught. But the subject is the same, mathematics. So, depending on where we are, that's how the Lord's messengers have come and they have given their teachings. Bhavishya Puran. If you read Bhavishya Puran. Now, Bhavishya Puran has so many predictions about the future. So in that, clearly, Jesus Christ and Prophet Muhammad's incarnation in Kali Yuga is mentioned. So, you see, this path is exclusive, nahi hai, inclusive. Hai. So instead of seeing the differences, a mature person starts seeing the similarities. So, apne aap wo, agar sab log aisa dekhne lage hain, तो हेट्रेड खत्म ही हो जाएगा. आज भी मैं आपको गारंटी देता हूं, इंडिया पाकिस्तान के लोग अच्छे से प्रेम से रह सकते हैं. जस्ट रिमूव सर्टेन पीपल फ्रॉम द टॉप, दोज हु यूज देम फॉर पॉलिटिकल पर्पसेस. लोगों में कोई झगड़ा नहीं है. सो इट्स जस्ट दैट some selfish people come, they sit at the top and they try to maybe sometimes create dissension. And I'm not naming somebody, I'm just saying in general aisa principle hota hai. People try to use these things for selfish motives. But if everybody...
Okay, sorry, I have another question.
Haan ji.
So I'm from Delhi, and in Delhi there is, I think everybody in Delhi or every other person in Delhi follows somebody called Guruji.
Guruji, haan.
So I just sort of wanted to understand now, what is that like? I mean, is that like there are so many gurus that have come up, but eventually, I don't know, like what's, I know people in my family who are obsessed with him, but I somehow don't find the connect. I've been to the whatever ashram and all that, but I want to understand because they're fanatically crazy about him.
So there is a triangle which we have to always keep in mind. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. If you keep this in mind, there will be no more confusion. So if you have a guru, then whatever he speaks, his teachings, they must match with the previous great sadhus. And there are many who have been accepted bona fide. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Lord Chaitanya personally, the Lord himself, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Then there was Vallabhacharya ji, Narsingh Mehta in Gujarat, Tukaram ji in Maharashtra. So if you see, there is all the similarity in their teaching. So if a guru is there, what if he's speaking, we don't have to accept blindly. It must match with what the other sadhus have said. And both have to match with what the scriptures say. It has to, because a guru is a guru, a sadhu is a sadhu, if they talk from the scriptures, and secondly, if they are guiding you towards God. The real hallmark quality of a true spiritual master is to not attract people towards himself but God, but towards God. So is tarah se kuch cheeze hain by which you can judge. So I don't know their philosophy, I don't know about them, so I cannot comment, but I can give you the principles by which usme phir aap usko utar ke us cheez ko parakh sakte hain. It's like the benchmark. it must match with Shastra and what the Shastras say, and they talk about devotional service to the Lord, and the person must guide people towards God, not towards himself. That is, otherwise, the whole, say somebody is a CFO in a company, तो उसका काम क्या है? फाइनेंस से रिलेटेड रहेगा ना. इसके लिए वो पोजीशन क्रिएट किया गया. अगर वो ही नहीं कर रहा है तो उसको उस पोजीशन पे रहने का अधिकार नहीं है. सो गुरु का पोजीशन ही है टू कनेक्ट पीपल विद गॉड. इफ इज नॉट डूइंग दैट, ही इज नो लॉन्गर अ गुरु. सो दिस इज हाउ यू कैन जज. फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट इट वट एवर द पर्सन स्पीक्स मस्ट बी वेरीफाइड बाय स्क्रिप्चर्स. वट इज द अल्टीमेट मैसेज ऑफ स्क्रिप्चर्स देन? राइट, आई नो अबाउट दिस. दिल्ली में बहुत सारे हैं, बॉम्बे में भी हैं. बॉम्बे में
many people follow him then? I mean, because he's no longer relevant.
I know. So
it's more that people.
उसके पीछे भी 17 chapter of the Gita explains. Like you are asking me this question, why do so many people follow him? So sometimes I ask, why there are so many terrorists in the world? Why people behave in this way or that way? Because everybody has a different level of faith which they are carrying from the past. Gita explains the 17th chapter, something called three gunas. Wo concept aur aayega abhi. Usko ek bar samajh jayenge na, to all the answers apne aap samajh mein aa jayega. Why do people respond in different ways? Why do people have different types of faith? Why do people react differently? Why do people have different tastes, likes, dislikes? Ek hi reason hai, the nature, the conditioning, the three gunas that they are carrying from the past. To usi level se wo soch sakte hain. So they are accordingly attracted towards a particular person, a particular thing, a particular type of music, a particular type of food, particular type of association, particular type of worship also. Because everybody is not on same level like that. Understood?
If you're born with it, you can't change it, right?
Pardon?
The gunas. If you're born with these gunas, can you not change it?
Yes, we can change it. 14th chapter hai Gita ka, which is called Three Modes of Nature, Three Gunas. We are born with it, but we can change it. It is difficult because it is under the control of Durga Devi. She is in charge of the material universe. But Krishna shows the way out. We are born with a particular nature. On our own, we can't change it because three gunas are very strong. So, mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So, Krishna says, Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. मामेवा ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतम तरंतिते. That this divine energy of mind consisting of three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. But those who surrender unto me, they can easily cross beyond it. And then in the 14th chapter, after explaining the concept of three gunas towards the end, he says, माम चयो व्यभिचारेण भक्ति योगेन सेवते सगुणान समति तैतान ब्रह्म भूयाय कल्पते. That those who engage in unflinching devotional service to me, they can easily rise beyond this. तो उनका nature, conditioning सब बदल जाता है, सब change हो जाता है. And devotional service क्या है? Like what we are doing every week, hearing, chanting, that's it. So इसे इसको करते करते इसे धीरे धीरे you will realize के you are completely transformed.
But Guruji,
जी,
isn't the intent equally important as the service?
Yeah, intent is the most important thing.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Because when I was asking that, mm-hmm. okay, now that we've all started satsang, we can all feel a difference mm-hmm. in our heads. But what my question to you was, there are people I know who chant every day, who pray every day, who puja every day, right? Mm-hmm. And we've discussed this before. We've said that that is not the easiest way to, or the only way to establish a connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's more also that when this, the way we are doing it,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there is an internal awakening of some sorts. I'm sure there is an internal benchmark we're looking for, that at this stage you start feeling, I don't know, different. I don't know if the word is different, but if you're feeling more clear, I don't know what the word is, Prabhuji.
I didn't understand your question again. You're asking about them, other people?
No, my question is that satsang, yes, is an act.
Hmm.
But the act has to have I don't know how to say this. What I'm trying to say is that satsang, listening to the Bhagavad Gita, learning about it, and I'm only giving this as an example. People are doing whatever they want for their religion. It starts you on a journey.
Right.
But intent coupled with this is also important. Now, when you're doing it with the right intent.
Exactly. That's the key. It is not a mechanical process.
How did you know, for example, how do any of us know that we are establishing a deeper and deeper connection with God? Is there really something such as an inner awakening or enlightening or anything?
It's like how do I know that when you have eaten food?
I feel satisfied.
Exactly. So that will come. You will feel lighter. You will feel more rejuvenated mentally, spiritually.
So that's what I wanted to ask.
So that's the key. Yes. Just like if I have eaten food only, I can tell. You will feel that. You feel the strength. You feel the satisfaction. So wo aata hai. Satisfaction is something which is eternal, internal. And that comes when the Lord is pleased with us, with our effort. So we are satisfied.
Correct.
We can actually connect with it. We like it. And we look forward to it. That's the sign that we are advancing. That's a sign.
Correct.
Yes. Theek hai?
Okay.
So we'll stop here.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'll anyways put up the recording if you all need on the chat. And just for our sake.
Prabhuji, we are meeting on Monday, no, now?
Monday, yes. Monday, 7:15.
Okay, you want to talk to me about the other thing? Kuch hua, Prabhuji, unka?
So I'm in touch with him. And today also he messaged. So I'm going to send him within 3 days some proposal.
Okay, and let me know.
Yeah, I will, definitely. And the other one is also taking shape now. The first one. Which Cammy is doing. So it's... at least another press will start and all those things. So things will start happening, hopefully. Editing is happening.
Super. But keep me posted on this one, huh?
Which one? The second one? Hello?
Yeah.
Huh, I will, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sending something to him in 3 days. 3 days, may I send him something, and I'll also keep you on CC. Then.
Please.
Yes. Thank
you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.